It's time now for our coaches show. We kick it off each Friday morning with head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt. And, you know, like clockwork, we're here every Friday morning regardless. It does not matter. It's Friday, and it's we're going to talk high school football. Coach, thanks for swinging by.
Morning, Gary.
Hey, last week, nice win. You know, it's kind of – it's always a better weekend when you have a W on Friday night.
Most definitely. Makes everything better.
Makes the breakfast taste better. The whole bit. Now, we had our, you know, hit of the game. Let's kind of start with that because that's a pretty cool deal that, you know, one of our sponsors are doing here. And, you know, West Plains is our alum as well. So who was it? Do you remember?
Are you referring to Kevin Tyler Roofing?
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Just making
KT,
sure.
KT Roofing.
Yeah, just making sure we're on the same page. Yeah, he got us some really cool T-shirts.
Yeah.
Got those distributed. Week two, our winner was Peyton Reynolds. Week three, last week against Hillcrest, it was Alex Judd. So they each got a really nice shirt from KT Roofing. And, we thank you for Kevin and his company of donating those.
Yeah. Kevin's a good dude, man. Very, very good dude. And that's cool that he's doing that. Well, let's go back on week three. And, again, it was a victory, but good start. Kind of got off to a little more intensity maybe or just things. Everybody's starting to kind of settle in now, aren't they?
Well, we had a really good drive running the football with Remy Wilson, who get to his numbers in a little bit. But and then we finished it off just on a little naked bootleg that Isaiah hit Red Erickson there in the flats on a 10-yard touchdown. And then we stopped Hillcrest. And things were, you know, we're thinking we're got a good drive to start because Ethan Miller had a great interception giving us the ball around the 30-yard line, and then we turn it over first play. We just had a bad quarterback running back exchange, put the ball on the ground, and then gives Hillcrest a short field, so they go and score, and it's 7-all. Then after that, we settled down. We kind of struggled in the red zone there. We just didn't execute on some pass plays, and didn't come away with any points. You know, we attempted a long field goal. Didn't get it there. So, you know, we had some missed opportunities. It was a little disappointing, but we had a blocked punt by Jackson Hunter right before half. We got on that, and it gave us, right down there inside the 5-yard line, and then we punched one in. So it was 21-7 at half. And then we just came out the second half and ran the ball extremely well. Remy had 34 carries, 239 yards.
Wow.
You know, I hadn't had a back towed it 34 times in a game in a long time. You know, that probably goes back to the Mountain Grove, Chad Neuroff days.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a some people go, wow, coach, boy, that's a lot of carries. But, I mean, you can kind of, you know, if he's not getting whacked around a bit, feed him, right? I mean, it's not complicated. If he's able to avoid heavy contact and he's going, feed him.
Yeah, and Remy's a tough kid. You know, you can't do that with everybody, but yeah. Remy's a tough kid. He's a weight room guy. He's mentally tough, and, he doesn't want to pull himself out of the game. He had, like I said, 239 yards, and, he wasn't playing any corner, so he was getting some rest when we were on defense. And, it was like Bum Phillips said about Earl Campbell, the football, it didn't weigh that much. So, yeah, Remy did a great job. And as most football people know, if your running back's having a big night, that means your offensive line's doing great things. And ours sure did. They really did a good job.
Well, you know, just kind of looking at offensively, overall through three games, you know, let's not – focus on the win-loss, but just points scored, that's pretty good. You know, I mean, 21, 43, 35, that's – I mean, you should win a lot of ball games if you can do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, we I think we ran into a really good team week one. And then, Parkview, we had a really good run pass balance. Isaiah throwing the ball and Jacob Moore and Ethan Miller on the screens and Rhett catching the football. But we just didn't execute as well as I would have liked there in the red zone on some things. But we've got the capability to be really balanced and run and pass. We're definitely going to need that against Branson.
Do you feel now 3 weeks in, headed for tonight, week four, your identity? You kind of know who you are now, don't you?
Yeah, for the most part. Once you get into week four, you can kind of tell. There might be some subtle changes as the season progresses, but yeah, you kind of know. You know where you're going and the pieces of the puzzle that you got to work with.
Well, tonight you're on the road. You're going to a really nice facility, Branson, and they're 3-0. Branson Pirates, I do believe, is what they are. They played Harrison, got a win. Camdenton week two, got a win. And then Bolivar. They shut Bolivar out last week. But good ball team, well coached. This should be a really good test.
Yeah, really good test. They're ranked ninth in Class 5, big school. You know, on their roster, they dress 75 kids. You know, we're going to dress 40. They've got no two-way starters. You know, they're a two-platoon team.
Ooh. What a luxury.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's a game changer. And, depending on what personnel groupings we're in on offense, you know, we got 7 or 8 two-way starters. You know, but we try to roll in different defensive linemen to give our front three a rest. But yeah, they're a good ball team. They had Camdenton down 35-0.
So, Branson, are they a balanced team? Or, you know, what do they lean on the most offensively?
Well, they're a flexbone team. So that means, you know, they're a run-heavy team. Got a really athletic quarterback. And Luke McCormick, he's, 6 foot, 195, thick, tough kid. He was second team All-COC last year. When you're, in that conference and you're second team All-Conference in the COC, you're doing some good things. He, most people label flexbone quarterbacks as very average passers. Because they're running the football all the time. He's kind of like a running back playing quarterback. Not the case in this kid. He's a very, very good quarterback when it comes to throwing the football. Mm-hmm. He's got a good target in number 88, who was a second teamer last year. You know, that's his go-to guy. I think he had 9 catches against Bolivar. The quarterback was 10 for 13 against Bolivar.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's averaging 140 yards a game. So, I mean, that's saying so. I'm running the flex bone, and so that he's high completion.
Yeah, he's a weapon, and he's what makes him go. And as most coaches would tell you, that run the flex bone. You know, that's you got to have a tough kid because he's going to run the ball between the tackles as a quarterback. And Coach Hafner there, he's a flex bone guy. Ran into William Penn in college, and so he. He obviously knows what he's doing with this system.
Well, and now defensively for the West Plains Zizzers tonight, boy, I mean, you've got to be – well, I mean, it's gap assignment, I mean, and if you're outside and you step in too deep, guess what? They're gone. If you don't protect your gap, they're gone. I mean, this is what's really cool about this is – to win, to stop a team, boy, you got to have discipline tonight. You really got to have some discipline.
Big time. One wrong move and the fullback can be out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
One wrong move and we got the pitch to the wing back and he's getting down the sideline. But what they're good at, one wrong move and you got 88 getting over the top of you.
Yeah.
On play action. So they're really good at that. We've got to be disciplined. We've got to be sound. And we got to know our assignment and who's got the dive back, who's got the quarterback, who's got the pitch.
How many, now how many times have the Zizzers faced a flex bone offense? I mean, because, you know, Kickapoo, they didn't run a flex. Did Lebanon? Was Lebanon?
Well, it was every year with Lebanon.
Yeah.
And Will Christian and that crew.
Yeah, yeah.
They run it as good as anybody. But the thing with flex bone teams, every team has their own little twist on it.
Yeah.
You know, like Lebanon's flex bone and what they like to do is different than Branson's. So, and where Ava's flex bone is a little bit different. So they're the same base package and formations, but just a little bit tweak on mm-hmm. what they like to do with it.
Well, it ought to be a lot of fun. Again, on the road tonight at Branson, the Zizzers will take on the Pirates. And, you know, it just we're sneaking up on the halfway point in the regular season play. And each game now, I mean, each week, it's almost like, you know, it's a game of poker. Each week, the ante, there's more cash getting shoved into the middle of the table, and because everybody's wanting to position themselves to get the best seed that they can get in their district. And, you know, you get playing up, of course, you get a few extra points. But, you know, looking at heading into week four, what do you think some of your advantages will be for Branson's defense to offset, you know, because, I mean, it's going to be a game, really, whoever can control the, if you can stop Branson from controlling the clock, that when I hear flexbone, that's what I think of. I think of a team that is going to have 5-6 minute drives. They're going to punch it in, and then, you know, you've got to answer.
Yeah, what makes us, I think, a formidable opponent and gives us an advantage is we're two-dimensional on offense. You know, we can run the ball, as we have proven with Remy, and but we can throw the ball with Isaiah and our receiving corps. So, you know, you got to have balance. Branson plays a 4-3 defense. They're really good at it. They're really aggressive. You know, you think it's 4-3 and you got seven guys in the box. Well, they're going to walk those safeties down really close to where at times you're blocking nine defenders because they got those safeties close to the line of scrimmage. But we feel like, you know, we have the capability of being balanced and run pass. So we feel like we can throw the ball, and that gives us an advantage. Because if you're just going to be a one-dimensional football team, you know, the team, they're either going to drop a bunch of people in coverage, you know, like Branson did against Camdenton, or they're going to load the box up if you can only run the ball and take advantage of you there if you can't throw it.
Well, you know, with Mr. Jones being your colonel there in the backfield taking the snaps, I mean, he's if he could have a big night. He could have a really, really big night.
Yeah, and that's the thing with quarterback. You know, it's just not on him. You know, first of all, we got to protect.
Yep.
He's got to throw it, and somebody's got to catch it. So, you know, it's there's more pieces to the puzzle than him just throwing it. You know, a lot of things got to be in sync and working together when you drop back and throw the football.
Well, you know, perfect case scenario, Remy, first play of the game, you hand it off to him, he busts it for about 12. And, you know, and have some success like that. Or because some games you throw the ball to open the run. Sometimes the traditional thing is you run the ball to open the pass. But sometimes, you know, I mean, now does your quarterback, does Mr. Jones, you know, he's got a lot of experience back there. If he sees something, you know, he's able to check off. It's like, hey, we got eight in the box.
Yeah, we haven't got to that point yet. There's a couple of particular plays, you know, where he can look at me and then check.
Yeah. Well, I think that's always a safe bet for a quarterback to look at the coach first to make sure that, because, I mean, if you're both on the same page, that's definitely a plus. Well, feeding the Zizzers, that's always a big deal because they can eat. I've never come across a football player that couldn't eat. And, again, it's a key component into Friday nights and even after the week. But it's great when people step up, parents, grandparents, mm-hmm. and you know, it's their way to be really part of the team, and that's by helping with trips, feeding, you know, sandwiches and all that. And you've got a great support group.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize how much goes into it on an away game when on a far trip. You know, like Hillcrest, we had to have meals, you know, at about the halfway point, and then pizza on the way back.
Yeah.
And so tonight, you know, it's going to be something similar to that. You know, my wife and her mom and aunts, my sister's donating some drinks. So, you know, it takes a bunch of people. So we appreciate all those people that have helped.
You know, when you were at Malden, was it a lot like being in the SCA with your games? I mean, your biggest road trip, maybe 60 miles, 50. And now, if you had a 60-mile road game, it'd be like, woohoo! But every game, that's what a lot of people that, you know, that listen to the coaches show out of the SCA is, it's until you've been part of it, it's hard to grasp. Every road game is 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, every road game's a haul.
At least.
Yeah. And, you know, it won't be as bad in the OMC, although we still got, you know, Carl Junction. But, yeah, every trip is a haul, whereas in the SCA or when I was at Malden or Kennett, those trips weren't near as far.
Yeah, right on. Head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt, kicking off the coaches show. Good luck tonight. Appreciate you coming by and sharing that with us. You know, it's always a busy – Fridays are a very busy day, and we just appreciate you taking the time out.
Thanks, Gary.
Hey, there's more rock and roll coming at you on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Stay buckled in.